Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Weinschenk and Kim Congdon.
Are we going to Wolf and Wheat in the morning?
What was that?
That's Margarita's Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is good.
Have you been there?
You need to go.
Oh, you gotta go. You should come with us.
They got a bone marrow ice cream sandwich.
That sounds crazy.
It's so good. It's so good. It tastes like the best part of meat in ice cream. I don't know how to explain it.
It doesn't sound like it would be good.
I ain't never tried bone marrow. I've always been skeptical of it.
Well, yeah, it's fucking scary. It's the inside of a bone. It doesn't look... Let me tell you, people get real experimental with the things they're eating.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone in Austin, like every nice restaurant is like, we got the marrow.
Oh,
every nice restaurant in Austin has it.
That's weird to me. Why would you cut open a bone and be like, we're going to get that too.
Someone was really hungry after they ate.
Crazy.
And they were just staring at the bone. Well, you know what? I was little and I used to eat like, when my mom used to like bake chicken and it used to be like, you know, in one of those things that had all the juices in it. After I ate the meat, sometimes I would chew on the little stick for a little bit.
Nah, that's crazy. I ain't never been a big fan of inside the bone.
I kind of like it.
I used to chew on a
But I don't like
drum
when it's a big
stick.
Spoonful of fattiness. I like when it's kind of burnt.
But it looks like, don't get me wrong, it kind of look decent. It don't look like it's terrible.
It looks
it's
good.
When they like
when they put salt
good.
On the shit. When they put salt on and they kind of burn a little bit, that shit look good. I just never, you know what I'm saying? It looked like Jell-O to me.
The richer you get, the weirder your foods get.
Yeah, which is crazy, right?
Yeah. Like, have you heard of fogwa?
Oh, that's like a duck liver.
Yeah, but you know how they get it?
It's really sad.
They catch the ducks and they put a little tube in its throat and they fucking kill it, essentially. And when it's like gagging up this fluid from its liver while they're killing it, they take that and then they feed it to rich people and like on ice creams and in cotton candy. It tastes like if you froze coconut oil and butter together, sort of, and it's just like a little piece of cold, like wet, fatty substance. And rich people, I think, just like it because something got hurt for it.
That's sick.
Sick.
Yeah, that's sick, man. Like they like caviar too. They fuck caviar real heavy.
Caviar, I don't like either.
Fish egg.
I don't like it.
Why? I don't like it either. It's like,
I like the little tiny ones they put on sushi. That they call
I
it
hate
masago.
The little Nemo ones.
The tiny, tiny Nemo ones.
They look like Nemo eggs, and I can't get past it.
That shit fucked me too.
They're like little salt packets. I like them.
You know,
they're
I ain't
salty.
No picky eater, but when it comes to rich people food, I'm okay. I don't even like how they make the plates. The plate, you gonna give me a snack, bitch, for an entree?
The
Kill
richer
yourself.
You get, the less food you have,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, why the fuck would you do that?
I think it's like opposite of the olden days. Remember the olden days when you were fat, it meant that you were wealthy?
Yeah.
I think when you're rich now, you order small plates because you're showing that you're wealthy enough to eat whenever you want. So you don't have to gorge and eat a lot of food. Like me, my friends notice, like, I grew up poor. So when I eat like someone's gonna take my food.
Yeah, same shit.
It's gone. Me and my boyfriend sit down at the same time. By the time he's putting the salt and seasoning or whatever, I'm done. I've already ate. I'm like licking the plate. I'm eating like I've never been fed. But that's not like a rich person thing. They take their time. Rich people suck though.
They're not great people.
Have you
not
ever
all
had
them.
A
Some of them cool.
Some of them are cool.
Some
yes.
of them are fun.
Yeah. One day we're going to be rich people. It's like, well, we're pretty cool.
Yeah,
but we started poor. There's a difference between rich people that have always been rich and rich people that made themselves
those
rich.
Rich people that are always rich are kind of dicks.
Unbearable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbearable. If you had money growing up and you really never had to have a job, you fucking suck, dude.
Yeah, you're not a good
And also,
person.
Like, you had bad parents. Because even if you had money growing up, your parents would still make you get a job.
Yeah, truly.
Like, it's not your money. It's your parents' money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's start the pod, guys.
Oh, fuck. You know what it is. Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast. We're live from the Creek in the Cave studios. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Weinschenk.
And we have one of our friends. This guy's fucking blowing up right now. I was
so
going to say
funny.
In the Austin scene, but honestly, everywhere. It's the new Kill Tony regular, Cam Patterson.
Yeah. What's up, family?
What's going on, Cam?
What it do?
Cam, you know... what I found out about Cam that's really fun is that we both have the same area code. 3-2-1 3-2-1
Yeah, but we're 3-2-1-4-0-7 same
3-2-1-4-0-7 Yeah, yeah. We're from the same area, kind of. Where are you from again?
I'm from Orlando.
Orlando. Yeah, I'm from Palm Bay, Cocoa Beach, Melbourne area.
Yeah, my dad got 3-2-1 because that's what his business. That's what he says his business is.
Not the quote business.
That's where his business be at. So
well, do you think you can tell me where it is so I can go buy some business? Because I'm a little short on my business, if you know what I mean.
I mean, yeah, you got a little good business going on, you know what I'm saying? Good shit, man.
Could he give me an eighth of the business? fuck, dude. Yeah, the reason that the area code is 321, people don't know this, is because it's not near the Space Center.
You taught me that.
Yeah, and the countdown, 3, 2, 1, blast off.
What are they doing at the Space Center?
Who knows?
Going to space.
Are they?
Are we?
Are
when we? Was the last time we went to space?
They go to space all the time. They be doing like launches and shit all the time.
They do, but are there humans inside of those?
Probably not. I think they just do that shit for sure and then just jump back down to Earth. Look, something going through the sky and then it just fall.
Maybe they're making us look up because something's happening down here.
Come on now. Come on now.
We now she's dun, on her dun, conspiracies.
I love a conspiracy.
I do like conspiracies. I don't like to believe conspiracies because you never know. But I like to look at conspiracies before people start believing for real. And then people like when they prove like to be true, I'd be like, I believe the whole time.
Yeah. I like to.
I knew the whole time.
Yeah. I like to watch.
I like to watch and experience.
I like to sort of immerse myself like I believe in it, knowing deep down I don't.
Because some conspiracies are like, you're like, man, that shit could probably be true, and there's like.
I would love nothing more than the world ending up actually being flat, the Earth.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be so funny, dude. If all the craziest people we knew were right the whole time, it would be actually hilarious.
I want to say how they would react to, like, because, like, I don't even think they know they, I don't even think they really feel deep down they saw what they right. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't.
So it's like, I want to see them react, like, I really called this shit correctly.
Oh my God, it would be the first time they've ever been right about something. And it would be so annoying because they would just luckily be right. You know what I mean? And then they'd think they were right about everything. That's a problem.
Once you're right about one thing,
You're right about everything. It's true.
It's so true.
That's how it is sometimes when you're in a relationship. I've noticed this too. This is funny. And you kind of get into like a little thing and you go like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that, but you know they did something wrong, but you're just doing your part. You're like, I shouldn't have reacted like that. And then they get hype off your apology like they were the right ones, and I'm like, I'm actually being the bigger person,
being a good person
and saying
right
sorry for you to say sorry to me, not for you to take the high ground and think you got the pants now. And then I get crazy.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean, right? People get hard if you apologize to them. They take it and they fucking run with it.
I knew I was fucking right the whole time. Calm down.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Calm down. I'm just being a good person. I don't even think you're right.
Yeah, I only have to apologize, right? I took my apology back. Now you still wrong.
I was going to be the bigger person, but fuck that.
Yeah, I like being small. Yeah. I like being a small guy. Fuck you.
When they go low, I go lower. Fuck Michelle Obama. I mean, with all respect.
I like Michelle Obama.
Everybody thinks she's a dude.
Now, that's crazy.
That's one of those conspiracies.
People think we're dudes.
Something's wrong with the world, man.
That's true.
I'm not sure they're women. Show us in between your legs. Like, get out of our comments.
We used to have a portion of our podcast where we took in calls, and we had to stop doing it because we'd take in calls and it'd be like, next caller.
Can I sniff your hair?
It'd be like, I would drag my balls in glass just to get a sniff of the crack of your ass after a sweaty summer day.
That's literally what it was.
It was disturbing.
I feel for women, dog, because some men out here are just fucking terrifying people.
Dude,
and they think that they know you because they watch the pod. So they're,
is it the same for you with your fans? Do they message you? Like, have you gotten like a crazy message like, Cam, I feel like we're brothers in another life and soulmates? You haven't gotten any weird shit like that yet?
Nah, not really.
Wow.
Crazy. So I was at a show the other day and this lady was in the lobby and she was like, which white bitch you for the fuck tonight? Better be me. And I'm like, this is terrifying. Please get out of my face. And I was looking around like, somebody please save me. And my dad was right next to me and he wasn't doing shit. I'm like, get this bitch away from me. She's dangerous.
Business.
And she was like doing schizophrenic movements and shit. That was scary.
So how was the pussy?
Great. It was phenomenal. Now she's starting a great day. I love her. Every time I go back to San Jose, I'm calling that hoe. You know
that old crazy bitch.
I like that little crazy. She scared me, but she got me.
How crazy like, what's your line where, like, I'm not doing it? Like, that? Like, crazy? That's probably like, fuck
that's probably the... Yeah. Because she would like, she at one point she was like, let's take a picture. Then she forgot about taking the picture.
No.
And I tried to remind her about taking a picture like, so she could leave me alone. She's like, oh, you want to take a picture with me? I'm like, where is your mind?
Oh, no.
Not her, she turned it on you?
Yeah,
she asked you for a picture. You said, oh, are you ready to take the picture? And then she turned What's it like you were a fan of her.
Like, who the fuck?
I got to tell you, this lady's a pro.
Yeah, she got me. I was like, am I in love with you? What the fuck?
That's
can you sign my chest, please? Yeah.
Now you're going to see her on tour.
Like, oh, shit. She's phenomenal.
Oh my God.
There's a bunch of me's.
Are you okay? Because you've obviously like blown up from the show and stuff and you're hilarious. Are you single?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of.
Kind of.
I can tell you, all right, I got a girlfriend and we in love. We're going to get married, but we don't go together right now.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. I get that.
Hold up.
I like that cushion he leaves where he's like, he's like the lady. You're doing what the lady did to him. He's like, baby, we're going to get in love. We're going to get married, but I'm going to go fuck this schizophrenic chick.
The best thing about, yeah.
I got to best thing about my lady back.
Is that she cool, like, she cool, like, she cool me fucking, like, business. She said, just don't trick. As long as you don't trick, we cool.
What do you mean
shit
by trick?
Like, don't buy them, like, bags and shit.
You don't treat them well.
Yeah.
You got to just fucking leave.
Just fucking leave.
She's like, don't even look them in the
eye.
Don't
buy them shit.
Does she have, like, a no-eating pussy rule, or does she not care?
Yeah, she do.
She does.
Yeah, she do.
That actually makes sense.
That actually makes sense now. No eye contact with the hoes.
Dude,
fuck them in doggy
now
style.
I'm thinking of every time I've had sex with a guy and he didn't go down on me. I'm like, he had a girlfriend and he was being respectful to her.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Cause I love it with my whole heart.
So not me fucking respectful kings.
Oh yeah, respectful kings. Respectful kings that don't eat the cat.
And you follow it. You stay strong with that one. That's probably an easy one to follow.
It's very easy. Don't eat no pussy. Fuck girls from the back. No missionary. Missionary mean love. Yeah.
You have to fuck her from the back.
That's funny.
Yeah, or doggy style.
Or doggy style. I respect that, dude.
Yeah, cause I love my girlfriend.
That's so sweet. Yeah. You're a romantic.
You're sick.
This is what you call a Florida romantic.
I love her, man. We locked in for like, I was just texting for a guy.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of girls after you now, I'm sure, after shows. Yeah. They go crazy.
They're not the prettiest in the world. Yeah, they be there. They be there.
You don't care. Guys
they
don't
be
care.
There.
I do a little bit. It's weird because it's like.
They be there.
Some of the girls that be, they be like, they be, that want me, they be ugly. And then the girls that like, have like boyfriends that are fans of the show, them girls be beautiful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And it's like, damn, like, I'd rather you just came by yourself.
It's kind of like when you drop a piece of toast, it always lands on the side you buttered.
Crazy.
That's kind of what it is.
It's like, what the fuck? Let me get the bad bitches. You know what I'm saying? But we'll get there. You know what I'm saying? Progressions.
The thing is, the thing that sucks about like comedy shows, it's like very much a couple thing. And the people that come out are single.
Remember?
Yeah.
Very like, single.
Are single and they like single for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
It's like,
remember when that couple came and the girl was in love with you? Yuma, Arizona.
Oh, that actually changed my life. I was in love with her, I think, too.
Yeah, her boyfriend heckled.
Oh, yeah, this girl came to Yuma. If you're out there, don't tell my boyfriend I'm still looking for you. And this girl came to Yuma, and I'm not into chicks like this, really.
Yeah.
But she was so hot, and we got along so well. I was like, am I in love with this girl?
She was a nurse.
I was so confused. She was hot, right?
She was really cute, yeah.
She was really cute, and her boyfriend was there, and he was such a douche, and he was like this tall, skinny, drunk guy. And she was like, come hang out with us tonight. I'm like, I want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
Not him, his goofy ass. I bought her and I a shot. I didn't get him one.
I wanted him
to get the hint, and then I never saw her again.
Yeah.
That's a great move, though.
Yeah, just a shot for us, too.
It's like, no, that nigga can do what he
wants.
I
looked him in the eye, and I was like, I want to take your girlfriend from you.
He probably thought you were playing.
Yeah.
Ah, good, you funny here.
I wasn't.
I'm dead serious.
I was dead ass.
Now, there was a girl that meet me in line one time, and I watched it from, like, the back of the line. Like, she was just getting happier and happier about when she was coming up, and she was fucking beautiful. And then, like, her boyfriend was there, he looked upset because she was so excited to meet me. And I just wanted to be like, bro, you can go home. I think I found my wife.
Oh, man.
Like, you brought it right to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I really
you for
appreciate
I'll get
peace
you.
Offer.
You know what? Drink on me.
Come on, man. You get your beer or something. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing top shelf, buddy. Don't get comfortable.
Hell yeah. You got to drive home. You know what I'm saying? You sold it. I'll take you later.
Fuck, man. Do you have a type?
I like black women. I say I like white women a lot on shows and shit because it's just funny, but I love black women.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Hell yeah.
Like, black women, Puerto Ricans, they're pretty cool. Yeah. I'm trying to collect my lady. I love my lady, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if we're going to make the cutest kid in the world. So
you don't know what? What do you say?
They're going to make the cutest kid in the world.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? No. I don't know. And I've been thinking about, like, heavy. I'm like, okay, I'm doing a little better in life. I do want a jit soon. You feel what I'm saying? So what I've been thinking about, I'm going to get, like, a light-skinned bitch pregnant that's beautiful, right? And then she going to hold the baby for, like, 9 months. And then I'm going to give the baby to my lady so she can raise it. You know what I'm saying? Now we
not the mother, mother of a child getting pregnant in missionary. I mean, in doggy style.
She got to get pregnant in doggy style. She's going to have to enjoy that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She's not going to get her pussy neither.
I don't know. Well, maybe
the
she.
The mother
maybe
of
she,
your child deserves one pussy.
Kid. Yeah, she had the kid. If she had the kid, we're going to take from her. Yeah, you might. You know what I'm saying?
Give her a munch. She's having her baby.
Yeah. I eat a pussy. In that instance, I can eat a pussy. Yes,
have you ever seen someone that has a baby and they show you and you're like, oh, cute.
Yeah, some baby just be ugly as shit.
Ugly
bro.
As fuck.
You shouldn't show baby. Like when you start doing comedy, you don't tell nobody you do a comedy for like the first, at least a year.
That's how you should treat a
newborn
baby.
That's how you should treat a newborn baby.
Dude,
don't
let
show
it fill
that baby.
Up. Let it fill up.
Let the baby face show.
You shouldn't show a baby until the soft spot's hard.
I babysat for a baby. And I'm telling you, the first day that they told me to come over and I saw the baby, it was a goddamn little monster.
See?
It was the scariest looking baby.
So maybe she went sex until they liked
you. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I was obsessed with the baby. Like, something happened.
Did you think it was cute eventually?
Eventually. But it took like, weeks. At first, it was, like, kind of scary. And I'm like, I'm wiping the scary monster's face off and changing its diaper.
So mean.
That is crazy. To call it a baby
scary
monster.
It was. And then I fell in love with the baby, and then she got cute.
That's the power of inner beauty. Babies are so innocent that you can literally see past how they look and be like, that's so cute.
Yeah,
even the ugliest babies are cute. I will admit that just because they're ugly. But it's kind of like having an ugly little dog. But you're right. Yeah. You should only soft launch your baby for a while. Yeah. You know what a soft launch is?
Only people you know.
No. Yeah, I know on Instagram, a soft launch is when you first start dating someone, you post pictures like me, but two glasses. A guy's hand, maybe two, 4 feet.
Yeah.
Like where you're like, people know you're with someone, but they don't know what it is,
like.
Who it is. That's what you should do with your baby. Back of the head,
toes.
Yeah.
Fingers.
Or just block out their whole face.
Yeah.
You don't show the baby for like 2 years.
Truly.
You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't.
Have you ever seen really hot people and then they have an ugly baby?
That happens a lot.
You
but
just
normally,
don't know.
The baby grows up to be hot. Like, normally they start off ugly, but they catch up eventually.
Or two of the ugliest people make the most beautiful baby. You seen that shit?
Yeah.
That'll
classic.
Fuck with you. Yeah.
Classic.
I just can't have the baby look like my lady. You know what I'm saying? She got them eyes.
What do you mean?
What eyes?
She got eyes. She's got, they big, sink a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Sick?
They sink, like they go like in. You know what I'm saying? She got sinking eyes. But she pretty as hell to me. I love her. You know
you love her. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I can't, you feel me?
When you love someone, it doesn't matter if
it
they have
matter.
Sunken eyes.
Hell no.
But now your baby.
Not my baby. I'm going to do my baby like that. My baby got to succeed in life, okay? She's smart. That baby might have my brain. Baby need to look good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Baby can't be ugly, man.
Oh, that's true.
Oh my God.
That's true.
I think about this shit heavily. All
I think about this shit heavily.
Yeah. I want to have a jit like I do.
A boy or a girl?
I would rather a boy, but I would like twins, dude. Like a boy and a girl.
I can
cool.
see you having twins.
That's what I want.
I can see that.
Yeah,
he looks
yeah.
like a twin dad.
He does.
I want twins.
Would you put them in matching outfits?
If they two boys and two girls, yeah.
Would you give them names that are kind of matchy?
Yeah.
I knew that's
yeah,
so
yeah.
Florida, bro.
Yeah.
Like what?
Shit.
Like Rick and Nick?
No, it wouldn't be that white.
Cash and Carson.
That kind of
that's hard.
That is hard. Cash is
smart.
One of my favorite boy names.
Yeah,
adult.
I love Cash.
It's on the list.
That's a good name. I like Carter. Carter, a good name for a boy. I didn't think about girl names.
Carter's
do that.
A great name for a boy or
Carter's
a girl.
A great name. Hell yeah, Carter is a good name for a girl too.
I like when people have names that are gender neutral. They're my favorite names. Whereas like it could be a boy or a girl.
Yeah. That's why I like my name. My name Cameron.
Cam. You know, every time we're in the same place, all I hear is Kim. If someone says Kim,
same shit.
Every fucking time I hear Kim the whole night. It's so close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how long? So you're from Florida. How did you even get involved in Kill Tony? Where'd this start?
Well, we go back. I was doing a show on Tampa with Uncle Lizard.
Mm-hmm.
And then he seen me. He was like, man, you got to get the fuck out of Florida. Nobody gonna find you.
Not
in Florida.
Uncle Laser being the talent scout of a lifetime.
Bro. Uncle Laser is the talent scout. Bro,
changed my life.
Uncle he harmonica'd you out of Florida.
Bro, crazy.
That is so fucking crazy. Had
like a old trap, a little trap house. They turned to a comedy club in Florida, and he was like, "Yeah, what the fuck are you doing here?" And then I called my dad. I'm like, "Maybe we should try to like go to Austin to see what it's about." And I came for, I think, 8 days. Mm-hmm. The first 2 days, I ain't get shit. So I was calling my people. I was like, man, this shit suck. I can't get on no shows out here. It's like, ain't nothing happening. By the third day I was on, it was over. Like I was doing shows. I think I did like 12 shows in 6 days. And my dad was like, hey, you got to move. So I moved here. And then I was I tried to kill Tony like that like 6 times. By the 7th time I signed up, I was like, I don't want to sign up no more, man. I'm sick and tired of sitting in this alleyway. I've been doing this shit 6 Mondays in a row. I just
seven's the big number too. Yeah, it's a lucky number.
So I was like, I just do my shit. So I was here doing the show at the Creek, and then I signed up, but I wasn't even gonna go back to Kill Tony. I was like, I just do like off and on. You feel what I'm saying? And then I got a call to do something big, and my homeboy White Cam was at the sign up.
White Cam.
White Cam. Yeah. We call it White Cam because I moved here. You can't call me Black Cam. That's racist. So, that's how I go. And so he was at the sign up. So I went to the sign ups to tell him. So the big news I had to tell him. And when I went to go tell him, they pulled my name.
Oh fuck!
So I wasn't even finna go back.
That's
and
so,
the rest is history.
That's wow. Fucking amazing.
I just thank God. You know what I'm saying?
What were you doing before stand up?
I was trying to sell drugs, but I was pretty bad at that. Pretty terrible drug. I had too much of a heart. You can't be a drug dealer with a heart.
No, like, you can't.
Yeah, come on. This is all fake. If anybody listens,
it's not everything we say in our podcast is allegedly for the law.
But you know what I'm saying? My homeboy would come up with like these pills that I knew wasn't like the pills he would say it was, and my other homeboy was like, "Nigga, we good. Like, fuck it, let's do what we
let's
do.
Sell them." Yeah.
And I was like, "But we could kill. Man, I got a heart, bro. And that shit wasn't good for what I was doing. And so I also worked at Foot Locker, and the people I worked with at Foot Locker knew me more as a person. The people I was hanging out with on the street, and they were like, "Nigga, you not this dude." You know what I'm saying? And then so they told me to get in the stand up, and then
The people, you know, you're going the wrong way when the Foot Locker has to straighten your ass.
Like, "Hey, nigga, calm the fuck down."
And when a man in a referee jersey really? Has to tell you to stop being naughty.
It's a foul, nigga. What you doing, man? You tripping right now.
I tried to sell drugs for a week in Florida for a guy I was dating who went out of town. And he was like, "Can you take care of this for me?"
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I didn't. The math was too much for me.
But that's not. It's.
I was like, what? An eighth, a half ounce, 1.7, 3.5, 7, 14, 21. If you want 2, 3, 4, 1. I was like yeah, Rain Man if he was shit. Retarded.
Drug dealers are smart as hell, man.
Yeah, drug dealers have to be smart. And I think I just gave away weed the entire week. I was like, just take it and go.
That's one thing I wanted to give away a weed.
No.
I think I was pretty good at selling weed. Selling weed is easy. When it came to the other shit, it was like, I just don't.
You don't want
to
kill anyone.
Yeah, shit that could fuck up your life. Like, I don't want to be the nigga that give you that.
Give you some oxys.
We make you feel a little better.
Yeah.
From when it got to the other shit, it was like, this shit don't even feel
You're
right.
too good. You're too good to be a drug dealer.
Yeah, man. I had a heart.
I had a drug dealer in the early 2000s who was really paranoid. I think he did a lot of coke. And he was like really paranoid that he was going to get caught. So when I ordered drugs from him, he'd be like, can you tell me how many megabytes you want? And I'd be like, I didn't know how to like transfer like megabyte. An ounce to like a megabyte.
And so, I think it's impossible.
Yeah, I was wrong? Like, what's happening? So I'd be like, can I get 40 megabyte? And he'd be like, yeah, I put the MBs underneath the mat. And it just continued like that.
That's like how me and my best friend, you know, when you're in middle school, girls used to have a notebook that, or I don't know if guys did this, but we'd pass it back and forth to each other.
Yes, I found
and
one.
And we would write and stuff in it.
Uh-uh.
But we would write in code in case a teacher or a parent found it. But it was just like this guy where it was like very obvious what was going on besides the main word. But it would be like, so after the dance, I took Michael outside and I licked his raspberry until it squirted raspberry juice. That's and I'm so like, if someone found us, they would know exactly what was happening.
I don't think
raspberry mean raspberry on this situation. I think raspberry mean dick here. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Sounds very like confused. Raspberry's cock.
Raspberry yeah,
that guy's
juice.
Crazy.
Did you guys do that in middle school? You pass notes?
I don't remember passing notes like
you
that.
You don't? I think that's a girl thing.
I used to pass notes all the time.
I used to pass notes all
I was
the
always in trouble in middle school. So I ain't had time to do shit else but get in trouble.
Did you go to summer school?
I did in high school.
Me too.
I did in high school.
Did you go to summer school?
Yeah, I took geometry twice.
We were all in summer school.
Come on, summer school was fun.
Summer school is fun.
Summer school is cool as shit. But
first of all the cool kids go to summer school.
The coolest kids go to summer school.
Yeah, all the dumb hots.
Okay, let me ask y'all some real shit. So y'all had like a cool summer school teacher? Because like, we had like eight classes, right? Mm-hmm. Eight different classes with different teachers. And all the teachers was kind of like asshole. We had this one teacher who all my homework was in her class to begin with. And they was getting out of summer school. Like, my summer school, like, if you finish your class,
you're done.
You can leave. So my homeboys, who I know was, like, damn near retarded, was getting out of class. They, like a weekend, like, what the fuck going on? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to get in her class, nigga. She cheating. I'm like, what? Bro, I got in her class. I was out of summer school in a week.
No.
And she would sit up there and she would just go, answer for your test is B. That, and then she'll make it look like you get, like, a C. Or like a B, but you'll never get an A, so it never looked like you was cheating. And then she was like, yeah, get y'all summer back, man. Fuck this
good
shit.
Good for her.
Man, she was the best.
You know, summer school, actually, I had a great time in summer school. And it sucked to do some more school while on summer vacation. But it did feel like how actual school should be. You didn't have to be there till like 11 or 10. And then you were there till like 2 or something. And it's like, that's how it should be. 100%. You should go from like 10 to 2 and learn a few things that you can. I actually think I learned the most in summer school because it was all packed into those few hours. It wasn't long ending days where I was
drawing out of shit.
And the teachers were more fun. And like, it's summer.
And may I mention the snacks at summer school?
The best. But summer school was a good time.
They gave you sodas. Snacks? They gave you candy. It was the first time in the school year where you're allowed to buy soda during the...
I did not get summer school snacks.
Lame ass summer school? All the cool kids had summer school.
Wow. Brown noser. Dork.
Summer school was fun because me and my home, but that's all like the hoes was.
The hoes were at summer school?
Yeah,
that's where we were.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that, but I would say they had like, it was fun. Summer school was fun.
Summer school is where I got called a bird head.
What the hell is
that? By that girl. I don't know. She said I had a bird head because I wouldn't give her a dollar for a snack. And then
that's
she threw
so
a thing at my head and she said, you got a bird head anyways. And I was like, oh, I do.
Summer school made me realize I wanted to act one day in my life.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because I was in the, for the first like week, I watched school dance. With everybody in, like Nick Cannon. You ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
You pull a school dance so you can see. Like,
school dance with Nick Cannon?
You got Nick Cannon, Kevin Hart, Lil Duval.
Maybe not.
Everybody was in it. Cat Williams was in it.
Oh, really?
Like, this fucking
How'd
movie
I miss
was,
this? Oh, fuck.
Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, how to.
It's a musical?
They got so many fucking people in this movie. It was insane.
Wow.
Tiffany Haddish.
Oh, it looks good.
It's funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty lit, but that's when I was like, man, I think I want to like do something in front of a camera. But then I was like, that's probably gay.
But now you're killing it.
It's crazy.
I guess like, yeah, I guess that is kind of gay. Do your friends think you doing comedy is a little gay?
Nah,
some
they like
them, they
like
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing comedy is not gay.
It's not. It's actually pretty
gay
cool.
Thing you could
it's
do.
It's kind of the coolest shit ever.
This is how you know it's
like
cool.
Rock star
this
shit.
Is how you know it's cool. Fucking. Rock stars, rappers, porn stars, they all want
to
be comedians.
Everybody wants to be
comedians. Everybody wants to be a comedian.
Kobe
and comedians want to be anything else.
Yes. I would love to be a singer. Can you sing?
Nah, if I go to the NBA right now, I close this book.
Dude, me too.
I close this book so fast.
Oh my God. If I could sing, if I could dance, if I could write music.
Anything else is like, not the NBA not as easy, but anything else is like a little bit easy.
Like, you know, imagine being, we were talking about this, imagine being a music artist. Like, you just do the same songs. Like, and every once in a while you write a new thing, but for 10 years you can run the same hour.
It's like, damn.
That's nice.
We work so fucking hard, bro.
Yeah.
It's kind of
like
crazy.
Dude, they do the same shit for 20 years.
And you make millions.
Although I do know some comedians that do that. But,
I mean, yeah. But look where they at sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, Mariah Carey been singing that same fucking Christmas song every Christmas, nigga.
Every Christmas.
Every
All
Christmas.
She wants for Christmas is us. We know.
We fucking know it, bitch.
We know, bitch.
Make a remix or something.
Mariah,
do it again.
Mariah is literally the closest living thing to Santa Claus.
That's true.
Right?
I'm telling my kids Mariah Carey is Santa Claus, 100%.
That's true. She seems cuckoo. May I say that?
Have you seen the compilation of her saying, we're having a moment on the Home Shopping Network? Can we pull that up?
No.
Wait, what? She's crazy?
She's crazy.
She seems a little
She's
out
kooky.
Of it. I don't know. I've never heard she was crazy.
Look at how serious Cam just got. He's like, wait a minute. Mariah Carey.
She might be very chill, but to me, she seems a little cuckoo.
But I'm also featuring moments for you. Like a retro moment of gypsy, whatever.
You're right.
It doesn't have to be a skin tight moment to make you look thin. It's a dual moment. It's a full-on evening moment if she wants it to be. I deserve a push moment. And I'm not trying to do a styling moment. A genius moment. A short moment. You know what I mean? A summer moment. I need a moment. I need a fragrant moment. But but seriously, thank you so much. I don't know why. Pregnancy, you're like, I want whatever.
You know what?
In a moment, whatever.
I got to tell you. One, it's sad that she's doing this.
That is kind of crazy.
No, she's probably making lots of
It doesn't
of money.
Matter. She shouldn't need the money. She has the Christmas album. There's no, it can't be about the money at this
point. You shouldn't
point.
Be a billionaire with the Christmas album.
She shouldn't be on HLN.
No, it's her line. Mariah Carey top. I think she's. It's she made the clothes. Now she's pushing it. It's a little better.
It's when a little better, but still.
I guess. The clothes look terrible.
It all looks terrible.
It looks really bad. And also, sometimes I think this. I'm like, how much do you need, Mariah? How much money do you need? She has to be fucking stacked with that album.
But you never know, man. Some people are just bad with money.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to be good with money when you're very, very, very... I mean, I don't know your finances, but when
I think I'm going to be scared with money.
You
I'm figuring it out. Yeah. Because slowly, I'm realizing, like, you need to figure out where is the... Do most shit, but
I just picked up on how not to be poor about 7 months ago. Literally, it just like clicked in my head.
Yeah,
I've been such a money waster my whole life. Kind of didn't even think about it as because when you don't have it, as soon as you get it, you spend it.
Oh my god,
you need so many you things. Need.
Yeah,
you actually need things.
You're behind.
Hell yeah.
So, but now I don't know. It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. I can only imagine having a lot. Can you imagine being a rich kid and your parents just sometimes I see these girls on TikTok and they wake up and they get a fruit tray and a muffin delivered to their bed.
That ain't life though, you feel me? That's not a good way to live. Like to grow up.
But it would be a good way to have every once in a while.
That's a good way to die.
That's a good way. You're so right.
Good way to die. Good way to go out.
It's not a good way to live, but it's a good way to die.
Yeah, good way to go.
Wow, Cam.
But not in the beginning.
But
that'll
also,
fuck you up.
Just you're enjoy your fruit plate in bed. Why do you have to be posting it?
I don't want to see your fruit plate in your sunny bedroom.
Your fruit plate, bitch.
Fuck you. Fuck your fruit plate.
They only got regular fruits on there. They got like kiwis and fucking like star fruits and shit.
Oh my God.
Dragon fruit and
shit. Bitch, you ain't eating regular fruits.
No, eat a banana, bitch.
Yeah, dumbass.
Choke on a banana, bitch.
Fuck, man. I don't know.
Fuck rich kids, man.
Fuck rich kids. Did you grow up poor?
In the middle.
In the middle.
My mama stayed in the suburb. My dad was like hood adjacent, so I would go back and forth. They would actually, it's funny, they would meet at a KFC.
That's
to drop me
so
off.
Funny.
Yeah, because they didn't want
to. That's the blackest place to meet.
100%. They didn't want to meet. Like, they thought they would. My mom went to my dad's house, then she would give it, like, you know what I'm saying? And my dad went to my mom's house. She was like, nah, I'm not doing none of that. We meet here.
Yeah, you have to have a neutral spot. And KFC does bring everyone together. Yeah, please. Have you had the KFC bowl?
And it's funny because it's like right in the middle where my dad and my mama stayed. Like, it's kind of crazy.
What did your mom do for a living?
I'm a flight attendant.
A flight attendant.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fucking sick.
She's been doing it. Yeah, she's been doing it 31 years.
Damn. That makes me less nervous about flying. Are you a nervous flyer?
Not really. I mean, because my mom has been flying my whole life. So it's like, you know, so I think it's just normal.
Do you have siblings?
My mom only kid. So she only got one and then me. And then my dad got four kids. And so let me get this shit right. I got two sisters and a brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, three sisters and a brother. I knew I was going to fuck it up.
Three sisters and a brother. Yeah. You seem like you have a lot of sisters. Like, there's a lot of women in your life. You can always tell when a guy didn't grow up around women. They're weird.
Yeah.
One thing that's very important is even if you have a son and there's no sisters, you should have, like, girlfriends. I met a few guys. I mean, I'm not going to mention a name. I met a very big, I mean, not met, but I know a very big comic who legitimately told me the other day, this is a grown man, almost in his 40s, I think, legitimately told me he has never genuinely had a female friend. Like, never felt a respect for a woman where he would think of her as a friend.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is so crazy.
And I was saying, like, that's crazy. You should have a Women make, when you find good women, they make such good friends.
Yeah.
Really. Yes. And I think that like they're so essential to letting men
emote.
Emote like a
holding
little.
The space the guy, for the yeah, guy.
The
to
guys
be.
That I'm friends with, they really let it out around me.
Yeah.
But
same.
Yeah, it was really crazy. I was like, how do you not have women friends? I have all male friends. It's fucked up in comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I like?
What?
I like seeing how different they treat me now that I have a boyfriend.
For real?
Oh my God, it's been so much better. I got to tell you, you know, I've been dating my boyfriend and we're kind of crazy. We just moved in together right when we met each other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's been a few months.
Go all out. So do your thing.
Just fucking, I just jumped in. I just did it. Yeah. I just go with how I feel usually. And so everyone's met him. And I think, Sarah, you don't live with your boyfriend. You're taking it a little slower. But because she hasn't brought her boyfriend around as much yet, I see the people treating us differently. It is nice. Like, I'll tell you, like, I saw the other day, like, someone hugged us both and they're like, Sarah, they said what they would normally say to both of us, but just to you. And they're like, oh, hi, Kim. And I was like, oh, I'm free.
No longer.
Free. The thing is, I don't even notice. I'm like, la, 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 la. I'm getting hit on. No idea.
Well, I didn't notice when it was happening to me. I only noticed when it stopped.
That's funny.
Because I'd be like, why are you complimenting? I was like, he always compliments me. And now he only complimented Sarah. And I'm like, oh, they're starting to maybe respect me more.
That's so funny.
Or see me as like something they can't fuck.
Yeah.
It's dark.
I still think they see you as something they can fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you have a boyfriend.
That's true. They're like, how do I get around this?
Yeah.
So some way. Yeah. There's ways around this obstacle.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, because men don't. The thing about men is that you guys can be friends with each other and like kind of fuck around. Like I could see two men being friends and one fucks the other's girlfriend and you move past it.
I mean, that wasn't their girlfriend then. Kind of did them all. Nah. But it depends.
But you guys can detach. Like even if a girl, it's not her boyfriend, it'd be like, for some girls, it could be like, I kissed him. You can't kiss him.
Yeah. No, for me, my daughter's
just
like,
crazy.
It's like,
yeah.
If she chose, she chose.
Yeah, that's true. If she chose, she chose.
She chooses.
I can't be mad at that. Can't nobody be mad at that.
He's a poet.
You know
he is a poet. You're very poetic, Cam.
You're very insightful.
We got to use some of these Cam quotes and maybe make a little,
Cam
corner of advice. If she chooses, she chose. That's a good point. That's why I always say like, you know, you ever met a guy that's like dating a couple girls? He's like, I just don't know. I'm like, that's not you then. He didn't pick you.
No.
You know.
The thing is, it's like girls should know when a guy likes them. You can tell.
My lady know. You know what I'm saying? And other girls I'm fucking with, like, they cool as shit. Like, it's one, like, she kind of getting there, but she ain't really, like, there yet. And then when
she's
get
not
there,
getting fucked missionary.
Nah.
She could only hope.
Though, I tell my lady, like, you know what I'm saying? I would like my lady to be like, you know what I'm saying? I would like two ladies. That'd be cool.
You could have two girlfriends?
Yeah, I
could probably
cool.
have two boyfriends.
That'd be
my boyfriend's not okay with it, but...
I think my girlfriend hate that idea. She don't like it. Every time she would tell me that's not a great idea, it's pretty stupid. But I don't know.
I feel like it seems fun. It's more trouble than you think it's
gonna
be. Nah, cause
it's just like if they cool, right, and then one of them get mad at me, you feel me?
You go hang out the other
hang
one.
Hang out the other one. Then we can talk as a group. You know what I'm saying?
we can talk as a group.
Cause then we got
you guys
third
have a talking
person.
Stick?
Yeah. You can't talk right now.
It's just your dick. Who's holding the talking stick?
Hey, she holding it. Let her speak.
Let her speak let into her the mic.
She always agrees with you. I don't know why. Listen, just let her talk. Let her talk, man.
This is how Cam becomes official with a girl.
Like, you love me? Yes, I love you.
He's like, oh wow, you are beautiful. We've been doing this for 4 years without me seeing that.
That's kind of crazy.
That's crazy. What's the craziest girl you've ever dealt with, like sex wise? Have you ever had a stalker, like a clinger?
Not really a stalker.
Not yet.
Not yet. I ain't fuck with nobody like insane.
No girls are like, you've never like been hooked or like a girl staying with
Stage
you and you're
five.
Like, I can't wait till this bitch leaves. She's on my shit.
I mean, that's every. I don't like,
that's
I don't
every
like
girl?
When girls stay the night. I hate that. I don't like
Do you go to theirs or did they go to yours?
If I go there, I try to get out immediately.
That's the better way to do it.
That's what I used to do before I was in a relationship too. I don't want you in my space like that.
Yeah, I don't like I don't like sleeping in this. I like to sleep. I sleep sideways and shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't sleep with somebody there. This is my lady, then I'm cool. But anybody else should be like, I can't.
Yeah, well, sleeping with a stranger feels so weird. I can't sleep. I wake up and keep looking like, who's this in my bed?
Yeah, it don't feel right.
It doesn't feel right.
I can't sleep. I can't. I want to get the fuck out. And then girl get mad like, why you leave it? The job is done.
And then you ever have to pee and you're like getting your head about it? Or is that just me?
What do
you
mean?
Sometimes I'll be like in bed with someone at their house. Like when I was single.
Oh, no, not me. I pop up and pee. And I'll be
like, is it weird if I get up and pee right now?
I took a shit out of the bitch house and then I fucked her.
And then you fucked her?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had to go. I think I ate like checkers or something. That shit fucked me up.
What if a girl said, like, can you spend the night with me? You just go like, no, I can't.
I got to go. I got shit to do in the morning. I got nothing to do in the morning. I'm lying.
Yeah, I saw a meme one time that says that if you spend the night at a guy's house and in the morning he says, so what you about to do? It means get the fuck out.
Yeah, leave immediately.
It means get the fuck out. So ladies, I want you to know that.
Yeah, cause I don't know. I really got to fuck with it a little bit to like stay the night.
But you also have to be self-aware enough, I feel like.
Even if I would stay, like if I hooked up with a guy and stayed at his house, I would, even if I thought he wanted me to stay, I would leave. Because I'm like, the best situation is if he wants me here or doesn't want me here, the best situation is to leave.
And like, I'm becoming somebody too, so it'd be weird like to stay at the house. I don't know like that. Y'all know what happened to Boss Man D-Lo?
No. I don't even know who Boss Man D-Lo is.
He rapper that blowing up in Florida. He blowing the fuck up right now. He going crazy. And song's hard, great rapper.
Awesome.
But he stayed the night at the big house at an Airbnb or something, slept in the bed butt-ass naked, and she would call the nigga on Soft and put it on Twitter.
On Soft, no.
On Soft is crazy. That bitch an evil person, a diabolical human being, bro.
That is actually diabolical. That's insane. That's some
crazy. Record a nigga on Soft, put it on Twitter.
On Soft is fucked.
She an evil person.
Can we pull up the rapper?
Oh, fuck, he fucking up the camera.
Boss Man D-Lo.
Going hard right now.
Soft. And he looks like he gets soft.
Man,
he looks like a grower, not a shower.
Okay, so what it was, like Rick Ross ex, Rick Ross baby mama, I guess they were beefing for some random reason. And she got a hold of the video with like, look at you old baby dick ass nigga. You even sleep weird. And that's what got me. Because, I don't trust it. I can't trust it. It's not trustworthy.
There's something very vulnerable if I was a black successful rapper man, there would be something very vulnerable about the way I slept at night.
Sleeping
like,
butt-ass
naked.
How do
you sleep gangster?
You
gotta keep one eye open for sure.
You gotta stay just like this.
You gotta have your shoes on.
Yeah, you can't take your shoes off.
No.
You can't even get under the cover. That's
dude, gay. Imagine calling yourself a gangster and going into REM.
With a softie.
No.
Man, it was crazy. It was insane. I was like, damn, they got... But it, I mean, it made him bigger though. He got... You know what I'm saying? He blowing up, move.
Yeah, you gotta. But it was crazy. You gotta be careful with these women.
I was like, I can't do that. I know I can't sleep in a bed.
But I feel like that with men too. Like, don't you feel like that?
What?
I mean, if we weren't in a relationship, you wouldn't be like.
I made my
boyfriend
sign an NDA when we met.
That's hard.
Yeah, I made him sign an NDA. I was like, you'll never leak any of the things I say to you. And because my biggest fear, it's like after a certain point, you have to start being careful. And I think that we've reached the point where, I mean, I've literally matched with guys and then found out after a date that they were fans. And I'm like, that's fucking scary.
You say the NDA really shit, scary. That shit like, because people been saying that to me and I'd be like, I'm straight. But that is, it gets
you should
to
just
a
have
point.
A few with yeah. you and so have them sign the NDA and then you can fucking sue them if they leak anything.
Keep that form on
and you know what?
Keep that.
I bet
thing
you,
on you,
if you pull out an NDA, she'll get wetter.
Almost done. Oh my God. Who the fuck
it's
is
like,
it?
It's actually, yeah, it's actually a win win. Pulling out, not for me. The guys are like scared. They're like, what are you going to do?
I didn't
to me?
Make my boyfriend sign an NDA, but you had yours sign it right after. And I was like, well, I've already been having sex with him and sleeping at his house. So I feel like it's a little late for the NDA now.
Yeah, I was scared. I was really scared.
Now, that's hard, though. Because
they learn everything.
Smart.
And you know, when you're with someone, you're pillow talking and you kind of tell them your secrets and shit. Like when you start trusting them, I'm like, he knows a lot now.
He's going to write a tell-all.
He better not.
Can't write nothing.
I'm going to take all if he writes a tell-all.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sign that paper, brother.
Non-disclosure agreement.
That's so funny.
Yeah, dude.
How do you... So when you're writing your minute for Kill Tony, when do you start writing it?
Well, now I think I changed my whole thing last night, which I'm very excited about. So every time I'm going to roll with Tony, we go to a new city that I ain't never been to before. I try to write a minute on that city in the theater, and then I'll do it in the theater, and then hopefully it works, and I kind of try to fine-tune it over the next couple, like we do two shows, I'll try to find two shows, then I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. On Monday.
Because I've been doing a lot of jokes where it's like, I really like the jokes, but they're not done. You know what I'm saying? And if people get mad, they see the same jokes when I'm like on a live show, because I'm still working on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's also hard to write a new minute every week while working on your set that you're regularly working. People don't understand that, like, it's really hard to write a new minute.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's really hard.
It takes a long time for me for a joke to be like at the level that I want it to
100%.
Be. So that was one of the most frustrating things about Kill Tony. I mean, it was amazing for our career, but you're like, oh no, it's just like a half-baked idea. And if you come back in 6 months, it'll be a fully formed, awesome
bit.
And
people don't see that. People don't get that. You feel what I'm saying? They get mad at me. Like, this bit suck. Like, nigga, I know I wrote when I was taking a shit. Like, what do you mean? I know it's terrible right now. It's not going to be good right now. I need more time to really.
Yeah, there's a process. Idea.
Some people don't get that. That's the whole point of the show.
They don't understand it.
Yeah.
And they get mad at me because, like, he repeated jokes when I saw him live. Like, yeah, nigga, that's still my material. I'm 3 years into comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, you're so green. Crazy. You're so new.
I'm just
you're doing so good for 3 years. Fuck, man.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Are you headlining?
By the end of this tour, I should be. I'm doing in the very beginning, I'll be doing 30 to 45, just put it together.
Can I tell you some advice? And I know I'm not like, you know, I'm not a huge fucking star. Enjoy it right now.
Oh, yeah,
this is the most fun part is when you're doing like, dude, for me, when I was just featuring. Featuring is
the dream. Best.
I'm trying to get back to that. So I'm trying to go back to because I like.
Feature for a long time because it's like you get the time in. It's not as, there's no much. There's no pressure, no anxiety.
You don't have to worry about selling
ticket sales. You just get paid good and you get to do a long amount of time and work on your shit. Featuring is the best part, the best time of being a comedian, I think.
You know what the worst was for me? Host.
Oh.
I only hosted maybe in my
whole
career.
Did you see all of our energy when you said host?
Hosting. How many times have you hosted? I've hosted in my entire career maybe 10 times.
Maybe 10
times. And I've been doing it
as well.
Since 2010.
Maybe 10 times a week. I'm a horrible host.
Me too.
I agree. People would think I'd be a good host. I'm high energy and shit, but I'm just not. Like, I'm too aggressive to be the first person you see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, my energy is, like, I got like host energy, but I'm an angry, happy person. So I'm like, what's up with you, fuck nigga? That's not a great way to start a show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't be the guy talking to the people in the very beginning.
To me, I just feel like I'm too much of a bitch to happily be like, in this next comic, it's like, doesn't make me feel like a comedian. It makes me feel like the clown in between the sets.
It feels it's cheesy. Like manufacturing. Keep it going, guys.
People who are really good at hosting, I commend them.
Actually, if you're really good at hosting, it's like, I don't even mean to tell you it's a clowning. It's an incredible talent.
Yeah. When you get really good at hosting, it's a different beast where it's like you master something that's light years ahead of me.
The way it makes me feel silly, it makes me so proud to see someone host really well because I'm like, it is so hard to do.
Y'all know CP from LA? Comedian CP?
No, I don't think so.
He is fucking hilarious. He was hosting Crack 'Em Up in the belly room.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But the nigga is...
We should check him out.
Insane.
Yeah, we should.
He's insane.
Hell yeah.
He fire. Huh? I think so.
Him?
Yeah. CP.
Oh, I've seen him. Yeah, he's funny.
That nigga, that hard.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Is he an actor?
I think so. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's an actor too, maybe. I don't know. I've seen him for sure. Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, dude. It's definitely a journey.
Yeah.
It is, but you're 100%. Killing it. You're doing so great.
Yeah, you're so funny.
It's fun to see.
Boy, God, how the hell in here, boy?
I know. We're about to close it up right now. It's fun to see how much Tony has helped young comedians.
He changed my fucking life,
He changed our lives, too.
He changed our lives, too, yeah.
So, shout out to Tony Hinchcliffe. We were the first. You know we were the first.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Tony. And Cam, thank you so much for coming on to the
pod.
Thank
God for having me.
We love you.
And tell people where they can find you.
I got a new tour coming up. Cam Patterson. No, CamSoFunny.com. I'm pretty sure that's it. Can you put it up? Just make sure.
CamSoFunny.com.
I'm pretty sure that's it. And then I'm following on Instagram at CamSoFunny with two O's for the show. That's it.
Hell yeah.
Sarah, what about you?
You can find me at Princess Shank for show dates. What day does this one come out? Do we know? Is this before or after April 18th?
I think it's after.
Okay. Well, then we're going to be at Netflix as a Joke doing This Bitch live in the original room of the Comedy Store May 10th. Buy tickets sooner rather than later. It's at 7 o'clock, May 10th. Netflix is a joke, this bitch. And then you could find me at Princess Shank on Instagram for show dates. You can find me every Monday on This Bitch and every Wednesday on Shank. What about you?
Hell yeah, KimCongdon.com for show dates, twitch.tv/QueenKong1, patreon.com/KimCongdon. Make sure you check out my other podcast, The Kim Congdon Takeover, and check out my special Childless MILF on YouTube right now. Also watch, thank you, I appreciate that. Also make sure you watch The Magic Prank Show with Justin Willman on Netflix. I'm on all episodes of that, and I'm really excited. Thank you so much, and I love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.